Sesame Street has been a constant presence in children's entertainment for nearly 50 years. And while the most popular characters, Big Bird, Elmo, Oscar, are Muppets, there are also human characters. They're the ones who ground the show, teaching the Muppets big life lessons and helping them on their adventures.
Hi, Zoe, Elmo.
Elmo can't talk, Louise. Yes, we're looking for red apples.
Yeah.
Well, Louise and a couple of his grown-up friends, Bob and Gordon, have been upset. Sesame Workshop CEO Jeff Dunn called it a misunderstanding yesterday. NPR's Andrew Limbong tells us what's been happening on Sesame Street.
As much as Sesame Street can seem like a childhood utopia, it too can get caught up in the very adult world of contracts.
As of this season, I completed my 45th season this year.
You're hearing the voice of Bob McGrath, who plays the character Bob on Sesame Street. He spoke at a convention in Florida last month, and he's about to tell the audience that he, Roscoe Orman, and Emilio Delgado, who play Gordon and Luis respectively, do not have contracts for the next season.
And so they let all of the original cast members go.
All three have been regulars on the show for a long time. Bob was introduced in 1969, Sesame Street's very first season.
Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Say hello to Sally. She just moved into the neighborhood.
Hi, Sally.
How are you? Bob.
Nice to see you.
The news didn't sit well with Sesame Street fans.
They're part of a family.
This is Corazon Gambino. She's a 29-year-old parent of two who runs a childcare facility in New York.
You know, the puppets, they're Muppets. They're really no different than like a stuffed animal that you place in a children's bedroom. But the people that are in the shows, you know, these are who you're making these interactions with.
And to Gambino, this is less about waxing nostalgic for old cast members and more about kids watching people grow old on TV.
We're never going to see Big Bird age, right? We're never going to see Elmo be in college, right? All they see is someone that's active and, you know, ready to go and play. But that's not the case. You know, these are the people that are really sitting on the porch, sitting on our laps and reading the stories and telling the stories of the past. That's like a lost art now.
This is the story of Stan and Dan.
Like Gordon used to do.
Once upon a time, there was a man named Stan.
Hi there, I'm Stan.
Sesame Workshop couldn't record an interview in time for this story, but CEO Jeff Dunn put out a statement saying, "We apologize for the misunderstandings around the changing cast roles at Sesame Street." He says he's been in touch with the actors to figure out how to work together in the future, and that this has to do with the fact that the show is now 30 minutes long instead of a full hour. The company says that decision was based on research and testing. And then there's this part of the story.
Hello there.
That's the HBO signature sound, followed by Grover. This season, Sesame Workshop teamed up with HBO, so episodes would air there first and show up later on your local PBS station. Sesame Workshop has stressed repeatedly that editorial changes have nothing to do with the HBO deal, but to parents and viewers like Gambino, it's a sign that things are changing in the neighborhood. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.